15 players, 14 from Florida and one from Alabama, signed with the Argonauts as early as 7 o'clock Wednesday morning. While it remains to be seen how they'll perform on the field, head coach Pete Shinnick says the group is already competing in the classroom.
One thing that I think is very unique about this class, their cumulative GPA is 3.7 and their cumulative ACT score is 24. We're excited about this class, looking forward to adding a great group to the current team that we have.
Add to that 11 players transferring from other schools, such as Gulf South Conference rival West Alabama, Navy, Troy, and Shinnick's former school, North Carolina Pembroke.
We take the best available transfer that we think is going to fit our program. You know, we're going to hold these guys accountable. We have high expectations for what they're going to do. And so when we bring somebody in, they have a pretty good feeling as to what we're trying to do and how we're trying to accomplish it.
West Florida is still a relatively young program, and Shinnick says one of the fun things about that is believing they have a little time for further development. In other words, recruiting for the future.
We signed 5 offensive linemen that we feel in a couple years have an opportunity to be great starters. We signed 4 defensive backs that we feel the exact same way about. 2 tight ends to get some size at tight end was something that we wanted to do.
The first challenge, persuading a player to pick UWF, is in the books. Now it's getting them to buy into and embrace the culture of the Argonaut program.
You know, it really comes down to what we believe in as coaches. Our job is to help each one of these guys become a better husband, father, employer, employee. We believe in positive energy. We believe in team unity, and we believe in smart, hard work. So you're trying to go out and identify those type of young men who are going to make your program better.
Much of the recruiting pitch this year was the same as before, promoting the school academically, playing in Blue Wahoo Stadium, and overall life in Pensacola. But this time, there was an extra arrow in the quiver.
A second-year program that makes it to the national championship game, that just adds a tremendous amount of credibility to everything that you're talking about. The recruits and their families, they got the opportunity now to experience the type of camaraderie that we have amongst our staff and our players, and really what propelled us to the national championship game in our second year.
As West Florida readies for the 2018 season, their success in 2017 likely has not been missed by the other teams in the Gulf South Conference, also described as the toughest league in Division II football. Shinnick was asked if there was now a target on the front of those Argonaut jerseys.
We created a little noise in 2016. People were looking at us obviously a little differently in 2017. And then really to go beat West Georgia in the second round of the playoffs and West Alabama in the third round, you know, last year we're the fastest team to make it to the playoffs, fastest team to win 1 game, 2 games, 3 games, 4 games. We want to be the fastest team to win a national championship.
The whole crux of the UWF football program is encompassed in one word, the Greek word arate. Used extensively last year, Shinnick says it's a permanent reminder of their mission.
Excellence in every aspect of everything that you're doing. Performing and fulfilling your utmost purpose. That will be really on everything that we do, everything that we give out, and everything that we talk about. We're going to talk about excellence in all that we do.
Pete Shinnick is the first Division II football coach to take a team to the national championship game after just 2 seasons on the field. No doubt that's drawn attention from some football programs which are going through rough patches right now. And there's already been speculation about whether or not he'll leave West Florida.
Not planning on it. That isn't something that I am planning on doing. We like it here. Family loves living here and really excited about our future and excited about this class.
Next up for the Argonauts is spring practice, which kicks off March 24th with the annual spring game April 21st. West Florida opens the 2018 season on August 30th against Carson Newman at Bayfront Stadium. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.